You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
You got me singing like, amen, 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 oh, amen.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have the one and only Mr. Micah Tyler with us today.
Hey,
Micah has been on a journey, and is it weird, like, if someone looks at you and goes, holy cow, you look amazing, like, because you've lost, what, how many pounds now?
Overall, I've lost about 104 pounds so far.
What Ooh. In the world? Yeah. Does it ever, like, seem like it's almost like an insult? Like, you look great. Like, before, you were hideous.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Exactly. But no, you look really good.
Well, thanks. No, I
compared to
it.
Before.
When you were a complete slob.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, those are those weird compliments that, like, yeah. But I want to tell you that your work has paid off.
Well, I appreciate that. No, it's
honest.
That's the thing. I feel better, which is good. Yeah. I'm also starving right now. Which is also but it's, you know, you take what you can. So it's good.
What are you doing to lose the weight? Are you exercising and eating right?
Diet's the main thing we're trying to focus on. And so I'm like on an insulin-resistant diet. So it's like no sugars, carbs, fun, that kind of stuff. And so doing that. And then I'm trying to just kind of stay active. So like when I come to Nashville, because I live in Texas, when I come to Nashville, I find my hotel and then I find a restaurant that I can eat at that's like a mile and a half away and I'll walk there.
Oh, nice.
Really? Good for you.
Because you guys have sidewalks in Nashville.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of paved product down in Buna, Texas.
Yeah.
And so I was just really impressed with it.
Now you've said we twice. Now is that the old you? And like thinking about how big you were?
Yeah. Dear young
we.
To me.
Yes.
No, my wife and I are doing it together.
That's yeah. so important. Because if you're trying to do it yourself and then you've got that devil in your house
yeah.
that decides to not, like,
are
it's
you
hard.
Saying that the woman in your life is a devil? Is that what you're saying?
Didn't say that. I was just.
That's what
depends
I heard.
On the diet plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Misery loves company at times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because misery also loves Oreos.
Yeah. All right. So we'll have more with Micah Tyler about his amazing weight loss journey and the TV show he almost ended up on in 10 minutes. But as always, if you miss any of the interview, you want to go back or share it with somebody, just text the word diet, D-I-E-T, diet, to 91979, and we will gladly send you a link.
There's never been a moment I was not held beside your arms. And there's never been a day when you were not who you say you are.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We got Micah Tyler on, and we've been talking about his incredible weight loss journey, losing over 100 pounds. But I am curious, Micah, about the moment. You know, everyone has that moment when they realize, okay, I need to make a change in this.
Like, what was it for you? Was it like, okay, I'd like to see what my shoes look like on, you know? Like, what was
right,
that
exactly.
moment for you that's like, I gotta change this?
Nobody really knows this, but like 10 years ago, or 11 years ago, actually, my brother and I were almost on the TV show The Biggest Loser.
No, you were not.
No way.
I love that show.
So we're watching the Super Bowl, and there was this commercial for, do you want to be the next Biggest Loser?
I've always wanted to be on that show.
So here's the deal. So they said, you send in a video of your personality for 5 minutes, and we'll call you up, and maybe you'll be the next person to blah, blah, blah. And I turned to him, like, straight up. I was a youth pastor at the time.
Yeah.
He was in youth ministry. And I just kind of said, that'd be fun. Just yeah. make a video. So the next day, we made a 5-minute video on a flip camera. Just kind of like, just, and I made up a Justin Bieber song. I said, weigh me, weigh me, weigh me. Oh, stupid. We sent it in, didn't, like, honestly, forgot about it.
Yeah.
And we get calls from casting producers.
Wow.
And they were like, hey, we really like you guys, and blah, blah. So they brought us in. Anyways, we did some interviews, and we kind of went home, no big deal. And then, like, a year later, they said, hey, we really want you on the show. So we went down there. We took pictures
what?
In the clothes.
Really?
No.
They narrowed it down to 15 couples. It was a couple season.
Yeah.
So, like, so my brother and I were on there. There's 15 couples, and they said, hey, tomorrow morning, we're either going to bring you to the ranch, like, to start filming the
yeah.
show. And then
and they kicked you out when you're like, we're going to bring you to the ranch. And you're like, do I get the chicken wings?
Right.
No, wrong ranch.
No, wrong
okay.
ranch. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. That's right. Oh, my gosh, this is a great show.
I
like this program already. But no, so they said the next morning we'll bring you to the ranch or we'll send you home. And the next morning they brought us plane tickets. And we looked at the window and just saw a bunch of really happy, overweight people going to the bus. And I was like, what?
But maybe it's because you weren't big enough.
I, Well, no, I was. I was 100 pounds heavier than I am now.
Trying so to
I
help
was,
you. That was me being a pal.
No, that wasn't you being a pal. But no, I was definitely in the demographic. So it was working out. So I went home and like probably put on another 15, 20 pounds then. And
sad?
It was kind of, yeah, because I was going. Because the thing is, you kind of go like, man, this is going to like save my life. It's going to help. I had two young kids, the whole thing. And then I just realized, I was like, I can't wait on somebody else to do this for me. Mm-hmm. So that's when I started like, and it started simple. As I gave up sodas, quit doing that, try to stay a little bit more active, drop like 20, 30 pounds.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Now, a big question. You said you did this with your brother. Did he lose weight?
So he's been on a weight loss thing too. He's a little behind me as far as that goes, but
shade throwing.
I know. He's doing his own thing right now, but no.
He's like sending his brother Tiff's treats and all these cookies and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
sabotage.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got all these Girl Scout cookies I can't use anymore. Yeah. You want them? That's right.
All right, so I know Gavin has been on his own weight loss journey, and he's doing well. So I'm curious what he wants to know from Micah, and we'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show. And again, if you text the word diet, maybe you're running around right now and you don't have time to go watch it, D-I-E-T, diet, to 91979. We'll send you a link to the whole interview.
You got me singing like, amen.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. So we got Micah Tyler on, who has lost an incredible 104 pounds, which that is amazing. But Gavin has also done a fantastic job on losing some weight himself. So from one guy on a weight loss journey to another, Gavin, what question do you have for Micah?
What would you like say to like the older version, or I guess like the bigger version of yourself, though, kind of like, this is, prepare yourself for this, do this differently. What would you do or tell yourself to do differently?
I think I'd have two main things to say. Number one, I'd be like, this is not easy to do.
No.
Like, it's not easy. It's hard to do, but it's long obedience in one direction. Same way with us being believers. It's
okay.
Like, we're trying to take this one step at a time, moving in a direction, knowing that it's not the sprint, it's the marathon, and both of them are going to make you sweaty and tired.
Yes.
but you just got to stay the course. And the other thing that I would remind myself of, and something I got caught up with, I got so hung up in going like, man, this future version of myself is going to have more value. If I can fix myself, then. But the day that I stepped on the scale and I realized I lost 100 pounds, I remember just having this feeling of like, I thought it was going to be like, I was going to feel more love that day, or I was going to feel like really accomplished. And I thought to myself, you know what? God loves me today just as much as he did 100 pounds ago. I'm still the same person. So I would tell 100 pounds ago Micah, like, don't find your worth in this, because you're going to be healthier. You're going to feel better, but you're not going to be of any more worth to God. Your kids aren't going to love you more in this. Like, it's just like, you still have to be who God called you to be on this day, and just move forward and try to make healthier decisions, because it's worth it in the end to be able to be there.
But, oh, for sure.
But yeah, so that was
in a size 34 pant, and that's good.
Right. I went from back wear Wranglers instead of Stranglers.
If you want to see any of the interview or see all of it, go back and watch some of it again or share it with somebody. Just text the word diet, D-I-E-T, to 91979, and we'll send you a link to our conversation with Micah Tyler.
There's never been a moment I was not held inside your arms.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And we played a game with artist Micah Tyler, who's lost over 100 pounds, and Gavin's lost over 40, and so they're both doing great. But I thought it would be fun to play a game with them, and we'd shoot a video of it where they had to answer weight loss questions, and the loser had to eat a Big Mac, which doesn't seem like a punishment unless you've worked really, really hard. If you've ever been on a diet and struggled to stay on it, you know how hard it can be when you're trying to lose weight. So here's a little appetizer of how that game went.
Oprah Winfrey was recently tapped by Weight Watchers as a spokesperson. What late-night talk show host has also been a spokesperson for them?
Oh, James Corden.
Yeah!
Right?
Wow. I didn't know that.
We got a game. One of these guys is losing their diet today.
Hey.
So good. Years worth of work, all undone in one moment on the Wally Show. I love it. After 30 minutes of brisk walking, okay, will you burn the same amount of calories as A Cheesecake Factory cheesecake, B, a Taco Bell Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco Supreme, or C, Arby's Jalapeno Bits? Micah N.
I'm going to say C.
You were going to say B first, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, and you said C?
Yeah.
C is
Wrong.
No. Okay. No.
Oh no. We should send her a Big Mac too. Yeah. So you guys could do it together.
Yeah. I'll just bring it home.
Yeah, split it. Let's well, be lady honest, that ain't it. Making it home.
That's true too. Yeah. That's right.
If you want to see the rest of the game, just text the word diet. You'll find out whose diet got busted at wayfm.com. But you can just text the word diet, D-I-E-T, to 91979, and we will send you a link to the game.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
The holidays are a time of joy and spending time with the ones you love, but sometimes those holidays bring with them trials and tribulations in the form of injuries.
I get this.
I found this article that states 30% of us admit to experiencing an injury during a holiday-related activity. So, if you plan to do one of these activities soon, be forewarned. So, on the list, one of those activities included falling while hanging Christmas lights or putting up decor.
Ding, ding, ding. Almost did that this year. We were actually putting the Christmas boxes back up. I have a hanging shelf in my garage. Mm-hmm. And so I was putting them back up, and I was using a different ladder. Mm-hmm. And so I have a ladder that looks like an A. And mm-hmm. so I'll stand on one side of it, and I throw my leg around and stand on the other side of it and then put the things up. Ooh. And so I was using a different ladder and forgot. I swung my leg around. There's nothing there. And I literally started falling, and I caught myself by my knee, on the ladder.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I thought, I'm going to the hospital for sure today.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so I get it. It can happen.
Yeah, yeah. Another one included being burned by a candle.
Oh, now, that could happen to you because you have so many candles.
That is true. But also, when you think about when you go to those Christmas Eve services at church, and I know you're church, they give you the little candles that you hold and you sing.
So great.
And you always like to bend yours and all this stuff.
I use my body heat to make the candle warm, and I spend the entire service bending it slowly so it doesn't crack into a complete circle.
Right.
And if it cracks, I'm sad.
It's what you would call a holiday tradition.
It is.
But I'm still shocked at the fact that they still do this because,
yeah, I know.
You know, grown men that act like children, like you, you could easily burn the place down.
Or actual children.
Or, yeah. it looks like a fire hazard waiting to happen. And finally, the top injury-inducing holiday activity is kind of surprising. It's cutting yourself while wrapping or opening presents.
Oh, really?
So if you think about it, if you've got those sharp scissors, yeah. You know how nice it is when you're cutting wrapping paper and it just glides?
It's so great.
So nice. And also, too, I've easily cut myself on those little, whatever you call it when you cut the tape.
Oh, the end of the tape dispenser?
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
And so if you get a good gash, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to, or sometimes like in my family, we use my dad's pocket knife to open Christmas presents. And so you could actually stab yourself.
And sodas. We use this pocket knife to open sodas, Christmas presents, just about everything.
Anyways, yeah. All that to say, just be aware of your surroundings during the holidays.
Fear Christmas. Exactly.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to give you a chance to win a Christmas present here from Way FM. We're going to do a game that we like to call Finish the Sentence. What we're going to do is we are going to sing a line of a song, and then we're going to stop. But then you have to finish that line, and you do have to sing it. If you do not sing it, you do not get a point. So don't be shy, okay? So if we were going to do an example of this to show you kind of how it works, it would go like this. Betty and Gavin, you're going to play along here. So the mood is right.
Ooh.
The spirit's up.
We're here tonight.
Okay.
And that's enough.
Oh, nice.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
I thought you guys might miss that one. Nicely done. I'm going to check. I want to make sure you got it exactly right, but I'm pretty sure that you did.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough.
Yeah, it's a weird song.
The synthesizers alone.
It's so bizarre.
I love it.
That should have never made it as a Christmas song. No, no way.
That's rude. Yeah. It's Paul McCartney from the Beatles. He's a legend. He can do whatever he wants.
The only reason I like it, because I've seen it like in commercials that I like, you know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks fun. You know?
Oh, yeah. That
they're having a fun time. Merry Christmas.
Simply having a wonderful
Christmas. That's what they're doing. And so that's how easy it is. You saw how well Betty and Gavin did. Yours might be a little more challenging. We don't know. 855-33-WAY-FM. You're going to get three options, and you got to get two out of three right. So if you want to play our little game, finish the sentence, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Welcome to our Finish the Sentence game. Mary, you have the perfect name for Christmas time. I'm sure that doesn't get old at all for you.
Actually, no.
Oh, good, good. Now, here's what we're going to do. We are each going to sing a Christmas song, and we're going to stop singing, and then you have to finish where we left off the next line, but you do have to sing it, okay?
I hope I can carry a tune.
That's okay. We'll make you feel better. We'll start with Gavin.
No, I'm good. That's a good point.
All right, Gavin, go ahead and start off your Christmas. Finish the sentence.
All right, here we go. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time.
Rolling and blowing a bushel of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Oh, okay, because there's another line. It just depends on where you jump in the song.
It is super interesting because that one, what you sung, follows up the jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring.
Ooh.
Jingle bell chime in jingle bell time is actually dancing and prancing in jingle bell square. And then what?
Sugar. In the frosty air.
Hey. There you go. Okay. You know what? He can't sing very well, but he is a stickler for the rules. So we're going to have to take that one away from you. So I might give it back later because it was kind of a judgment call. Betty Rock, we'll go to you next.
All right, Mary, I'm going with the classic. Here we go.
Okay.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Oh, gosh, it's Mariah Carey, and it's something underneath the Christmas tree.
It is something underneath the Christmas tree. I think it's a little more descriptive
than that.
Okay,
let me try it one more time. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
I just want to see you underneath the Christmas tree.
We're looking for don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you Gavin's point back since that was just a total debacle. At least Gavin's, you had a line. It was just later in the song. So you have one point, and now it comes down to this one.
Uh-oh.
And this is going to be a tough one. I am so sorry. How old are you, by the way?
As old as you.
Oh, good. This might actually help you out. And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
Oh, my God.
The greatest gift they'll get this year is life, where nothing ever grows.
Oh, my gosh.
No rain nor river flows.
I do. Do
they...
Do they know what Christmas? Do they
do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, you nailed it. It was a long journey, but we got there.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, Mary. You are a big winner today, and Merry Christmas to you, Mary.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to all of you guys.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This year's a Wally Show. You're going to get a cavalcade, a roundup of some good news stories, because the regular news can be a bit of a bummer. And we're going to start with you, Lady Rock. Good news, giddy up, go.
There's a man in Iowa. He's got a nativity scene collection of 2,539.
Wow.
That is a lot. And it's going to break two world records. He started buying nativity scenes back in the 1950s. And the current record for the largest collection is under that.
Oh, wow.
So he'll crush that once the Guinness people, you know, stop
certify it. Yeah. I had started collecting these when I would go to different countries, and I'd get like little hand-carved ones.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just kind of really cool. A lot of them were really simple. And a friend of mine collected them. Like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, it's also going to break the record for snagging the record for largest display as well.
Oh.
So they're set up inside of a small town bank, and it took them 6 weeks to set up all the nativity scenes that this guy has collected.
That's kind of cool. And I love that, they're highlighting nativity scenes in this bank. That's a really good thing. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
Okay, a pack of coyotes attacked a flock of sheep in Georgia last month, but stay with me. A sheepdog named Casper fought them all off.
Yes, Casper!
And he took down 8 coyotes all by himself.
Casper!
What a dog. Now people have donated over $15,000 to cover his vet bills.
Do you see that video of that coyote that grabbed little girl by her leg and started trying to carry her off, and the dad fought it off?
Mm-hmm.
They need Casper.
They do.
Yeah,
took down 8.
This is kind of sad. There's a woman in Ohio who was all excited because she published her first book, and she was going to do a book signing. So 37 people RSVP'd. So she's like, this is going to be great. 2 people showed up.
Oh, no.
You're like, oh, that's such a bummer. But then, she posted on Twitter about it, how she was discouraged. And a bunch of established authors started kind of encouraging her, which is cool. And one of them was Margaret Atwood. And she said, join the club. I did a signing in which nobody came except a guy who wanted to buy some scotch tape and thought I worked there. So hopefully she feels a little bit better today, as do you from Good News Giddy Up. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and this is one of the best parts of our job when we get to call somebody and give them something really cool. We were doing a contest to fly people in to see each other for Christmas, and we want to thank our friends at Cornerstone Home Lending for helping make this possible, because it's pretty cool. So let's get Sylvia up here. She doesn't know why we're calling.
Hello?
Hey, is this Sylvia?
Who's calling?
This is Wally from Way FM. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I was just calling to double check with you. You had sent in an entry for our family reunion giveaway where we're flying, people in to see each other for the holidays. And I was wondering if you could give me a little bit of the details about who you were hoping to see this Christmas.
Well, on the form, I only put my aunt because she lives in California. And we were talking a couple weeks ago. I haven't seen her since I was 18. And her brothers and sisters that live here in Texas haven't seen her in over 30 years. So she lives in California. We're in Texas. She wants to come and see the family, but she's kind of in a financial bind. But I would love to see her, and she would love to see her brothers and sisters. It's 14 of them. So
now, you haven't seen her since you were 18. What made your aunt so special to you?
She's so sweet because she's my grandfather's oldest daughter, and we just have a special relationship because she's always laughing and joking with me and always having fun. And I just love her because she's sweet and fun and kind.
If you got to see her, who do you think would cry more, you or your aunt?
Probably her.
Probably her. Well, we're going to find out, because guess what, Sylvia? You are a winner of our family reunion giveaway, and we are flying in your aunt to see you for Christmas.
Oh, my God. She's going to be so excited. Thank you.
Oh, no. We appreciate you listening and sharing your story.
Oh, God is a miracle worker. When we did this and we submitted it, we just said we're going to believe it by faith. And look at God.
Well, look at that. It worked out, man. That's amazing. So you guys will get to hang out for the holidays.
this is so awesome because I just recently lost my job and I'm just like, everything's been so hard lately and this is just a miracle. It's obviously a miracle.
Oh, well, that is so great. And you know what's funny? Because when we pick these winners, we have no idea of the bigger story that God is writing.
He is. And, like, my faith struggle has been so hard lately. And I know this is nobody but God, like, showing me that he is real. Thank you. I'm on my way to my prayer meeting at church, so I got a testimony now.
Well, you're on a roll. Start praying for other stuff. You're killing it.
Well, I'm calling my aunt right after this to let her know. She's going to be so excited.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations, and thank you for listening to
Way
FM.
Yes, you have a blessed day, and Merry Christmas to y'all.
You're the best.
And I love Way FM. Thank you all so much.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So recently, Hurricane Ian came across Florida and left damage behind in its wake, as hurricanes do. But it also did something kind of remarkable. The beach erosion that everybody gets concerned about, if you live on one of the coasts in Florida, you watch your beach go away with every storm. Well, it actually uncovered a wooden ship from the 1800s.
Oh, no! Cool.
Yes, on Daytona Beach. Like, there was a ship that had been buried there for, you know, two centuries, and so it washed up the beach erosion, pulled it back. They could start to see the timbers of it, you know, and it's crazy to think people have been driving, sunning, building sandcastles over the ship for decades and not even knowing it, you know? And so they said after the initial, discovery, the sand from the waves reburied the ship. Like, so the waves coming in and out, yeah. It reburied
what?
It again. So now it's gone again.
Well, someone needs to get in there and unbury it.
Thank you. That's exactly what I thought.
It's not complicated.
No, it's like, guys, why would you not do this? Well, members of the archaeological team, they said they don't intend to uncover it. They wanted to know the length of the ship, to measure it, take some wood samples, and then there's no plans to remove the ship, because they say it'll cost millions of dollars to do. And the only thing I can figure is, A, none of these people have ever seen National Treasure or the Curse of Oak Island, because why would you not search for treasure in this thing?
Right?
Unbury it. The only thing I can figure is they have already metal detected. Like, and they're like, beep, beep. No,
and
no,
it's not
nothing.
Worth saving.
Yeah, like, there's nothing down there. There's no way they didn't do that, you know, to make sure.
I mean, yeah.
Come on. I mean,
common sense says do that.
Like, even scientists have to be curious if there's treasure. I know you're above that, Mr. Science, but, I mean, you've got to be curious. Was there anything worthwhile on this ship?
Yeah, you know? For sure.
So, anyway.
If we thought of it, surely they thought of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And so they said, we're going to let Mother Nature just bury the wreck. And I'm like, oh, that's...
Huh.
That's so sad.
Ooh.
And you're in Daytona. Turn it into a tourist attraction, man, and make money off it that way. It's crazy.
Well, but... make money off history. That's what we've learned.
Hey, that's how you do it. That's the American way, man.
It's today's Music Insider.
TMI.
With Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
If you don't know the family band, the trio of siblings in the band Kane, you might actually recognize them from their Christmas song, a version of Celebrate Me Home.
The only one that has a problem with this song.
Okay, so because we were debating it the other day, are you just curious what the lyrics mean? Like, what does that mean?
Like, I think they do a great job with this song. This is a fantastic version of this dramatically weird song. But, like, Celebrate Me Home.
Because he's coming home. Like, maybe he lives in a different state, a different country, and he's coming home. So Celebrate Me Home. Like, I'm coming home. Celebrate it.
Celebrate me when I get home. Like, you can't celebrate someone home. I can drive you home.
If you called your mom right now in Florida and you said, hey, Mom, I'm coming home for Christmas, she would be excited.
Yeah.
Celebrate excited is the same
thing. I'd say, hey, let's have a celebration when I get there. But I wouldn't say, hey, Mom, can you send me some money for bus fare to celebrate myself home? I don't get it.
No,
I don't.
It's all lyrical, though. You don't sing, celebrate that
I like it.
Home.
Yeah. Okay, for example, Kool and the Gang, what did they do? Celebrate good times. Come on, you celebrate good times. You don't celebrate me home. Come on, it's not the same. Anyway, I think I've totally hijacked your TMI.
Well, but now everyone knows that you don't like the lyrics to
the
song.
I don't care if it's Kane, Michael Bublé, makes no difference to me.
Okay, well, speaking of Kane, so you've got all these bands that are doing, like, you know, in-person Christmas concerts, but Kane is actually doing something really unique that I really like.
It will be doing an at-home concert experience Christmas show on December 15th.
It's a digital concert where we get to interact with you the entire time. We'll be able to see you, speak with you, sing Christmas songs with you. It's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, you can go to soldiersforfaith.com to register for free. And guys, Merry Christmas. We can't wait to see you.
Merry Christmas!
All right, how did you not call this Kane Celebrate Me Home concert? Like, how did they not do that? Like... I mean, it just seems like it writes itself.
Why are you so bitter?
I'm not bitter.
This is why no one celebrates you home.
You're such a Grinch.
No, I'm just, these are things I point out. I love the idea of this, though. The interactivity of it, because we all got burnt out on Zoom concerts during COVID, for sure. Like, everyone was tired of them. But this is really cool. If you can see all the cameras and they can see you, you can see them, and they can interact with people and take questions, I think that's super cool.
And they said it was free, so that's something that somebody doesn't have to pay for their entire family to see. You can just sign up for it for free at soldiersforfaith.com.
There you go.
And then you just get a Christmas concert.
And Kane is super nice. Like, they're great people. They're super talented. It'd be a fun thing and something different to try this year too as well. So there you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM. It's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Luce. How are you?
I'm good, Luce. What's up?
I wanted to make a comment on that song you played or the comment you were making about Celebrate Me Home.
Yes, the song by Kane. I have a problem with it, I think, grammatically. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You can cool in the gang, celebrate good times, but you can't celebrate you home. You can fly you home or drive you home. So, well, what do you think?
Right, but when I hear this song, you know how the Bible says, well done, good and faithful servant?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's how I see it.
It's funny you say that. The celebrate me home, I did think of as more of like a funeral type connotation. I had that same thought. I really did.
No.
Like right. I could see someone say, okay, I'm dying, so celebrate me home. I'm going home to be with Jesus.
No, it's saying celebrate me home as in, aren't you excited that I'm coming home? I know you are, and now you're excited.
Like, if your parents are up there and they're going to celebrate because it's like, well done, good and faithful servant to me.
Yeah, I think that's a great funeral song. That's what we should play it. Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and like, office Christmas parties are part of the holiday. We have ours coming up. You guys all ready to go for this, Betty and Gavin?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Spoken like a true introvert. I love the Christmas party. Like, I like going and seeing people out of work context, because they're always a little bit different.
Yeah, but you're an extrovert, and so I think you find that fun to do. Christmas parties are fun for you.
Correct.
And while they are, I feel like I can kind of dive back and forth. I can be introverted or I can be extroverted. But in this situation, I'm feeling a little more introverted than extroverted, just because the more people that are there, the more conversations that are going on, you just don't know where to begin.
Yeah, and like, I don't think twice about it, like, because I'm just not wired that way. My wife hates those kind of settings where you have to make small talk with people, or and where she doesn't work here, it's even harder for her.
Right.
And so, like, I don't even consider that. And so I think holiday parties for introverts are probably kind of challenging. Like, and it's like, it's more of a task you have to do versus, oh, this is fun, we get to do this.
But I think there are tips on how to survive something like a Christmas party, especially if you're an introvert. I would say my top tip would be to keep a glass of something in your hand.
Then throw it on people when they get boring.
No.
Hey.
Okay. You need to keep a sweet tea. That would be me, for instance. Or a Coke, Sprite, name it. Whatever you have. But keep a glass in your hand so that when you're having those awkward spaces between small talk, you can sip and it makes you feel like you're doing something. You have something in your hand. Also, there's
an extra...
Or
just spill it. Like, just drop it. Like,
you
look
do
what
that.
I've done.
No, that's causing to be the center of attention. You don't want that.
That's not an introvert's
there
thing.
There is a second positive to keeping a glass in your hand.
Yeah.
That is, you will have to constantly go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Which you will be like, hey, sorry, I gotta run to the bathroom. Yeah. That'll get you out of conversations.
Yeah, maybe even keep it half full. So that you're like, oh, I need to go get a refill here.
Yeah.
Translation, you're boring me. So, yeah. I'm going to watch Betty at a Christmas party and see her tactics with her glass. And then I'll just come over and they'll be like, oh, here, let me go get you some more drink and take her security glass blanket from her.
My security glass. That's exactly what it is. And we had a few people chime in with their tips on how they navigate a Christmas party. Katie, she said, find the dog and hang out with it.
It's a great idea. It like is. Anytime there's an animal, but then even that dog's going to leave you and you're like, come back here. And then
please don't leave me.
I know. You're like, I feel a little clingy. The dog's like, yeah, okay, I need some space.
Right. Chansey, she said, adopt an emotional support extrovert.
It's a great idea.
I'm an introvert. My husband is an extrovert and I stick to him like glue, but he always makes sure to include me in conversations.
See, that's the challenge for the introvert is you have to stick to the extrovert because the extrovert will float around the room, make the rounds.
Yeah,
the small
shake
talk.
Hands, kiss babies.
Yeah, you have to be intentional in staying with them because I lose my wife all the time. She'll pause and I'm gone, you know, and like there'd be so many times she's like, you left me. I'm like, you got to keep up, you know, like I'm making the rounds. I'm working the room here, lady.
Oh my gosh.
So that's a good idea. That might help you navigate the Christmas party if you're an introvert. If you got any thoughts, we'll still take them. 855-33-WAY-FM. Steven, are you an introvert?
No, I'm an extrovert. My wife's an introvert.
Okay, cool, because what we're discussing is the Christmas party and how for extroverts it's not a big deal, but for introverts it can be a little tough. And so it's kind of like an introvert's guide to the office Christmas party. How do you get through it? What are your tips? So for your wife, what does she do?
As much as my wife's in the awkward moment at any type of party, Christmas party, Thanksgiving, I'll press my phone to call her phone and she pick it up. Hey, I've got to go. One of my kids is having a problem, so that way she has an out.
Oh, you're a good person. Like, you don't let her just struggle and kind of sit there and watch and see it happen.
Wow.
You help her out. That's amazing.
Now we know what you do to your wife.
I've been married for going on 27 years in December, and if I let my wife struggle, I get it when I get home.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, you're a smart man, and you're married a long time because of it.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
TikTok has slowly become the leader in discovering new music. If you get on TikTok at any time, like Wally and I do, if you get addicted to it, then you know that there are those songs that you hear over and over and they get stuck in your head, and maybe you even get the dance moves stuck in your head too.
Fancy Like was a song that I found on
Walker
TikTok.
Hayes.
Walker Hayes. We interviewed him too. It's a great interview. If you ever want to check it out, we got it at wayfm.com.
If you text Walker.
Yeah.
91979.
Love it.
But I found a list of the top trending songs of 2022 thanks to TikTok. I want to see if any of these sound familiar to you.
Okay.
This one was actually released back in 1985, but it saw a resurgence after Stranger Things. Running Up That Hill, Kate Bush.
I was a child of the 80s, and I barely remember this song from the 80s even.
It must have not been popular back then, but I mean, it was huge.
It blew up recently. I've heard it more in this time than I ever heard it even in the
80s. Right, and also, too, I'm sure she was a struggling artist back in the 80s, and then she sees, like, millions now thanks to TikTok in the 2000s.
Hope she's getting a dollar for it at least.
Right.
You know?
Another big one was Just a Cloud Away by Pharrell Williams. This was in 2013's Despicable Me.
I don't know this one.
This rainy day is
terrible. That's That's Pharrell. I didn't know that. I love this song. Huh. Yeah.
But you see it in a lot of TikTok
videos.
Yeah,
it's great. Yeah. That's the thing. You discover music on TikTok now, which is the craziest thing. Like Willow Smith. Will Smith's daughter had a song on there that, like if you just listen to the song, you're like, but when you heard it with other people's videos, you're like, oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah. And then lastly, this one is by Nicky Yore and Daisy called Sunroof.
I got my head out this
yes!
sunroof.
I love this song. This gets in my head so easily.
Yeah, this song slaps, as my daughter would say.
My goodness.
Well, I always see this song with like cat videos and stuff. I'm like, oh, cute. It just puts you in a good frame of mind.
What song don't you see without cat
that's
videos?
True, honestly.
Like, you have altered. Like, it's a funny thing. Betty Rock, we just have a TikTok that we watch at work. You know, it's our work one. And so it finds your algorithms.
Yeah, but it's kind of confusing because, like he said, both him and I use it. And Wally likes videos of people like accidentally falling down
like
and
fail
hurting
army
themselves.
Stuff, yeah.
And me, I like kittens and happy things. And so the algorithm is just way
here's what it is.
Crazy.
It's like cat, someone getting hurt, then cat get hurt, and then a sponsored ad. Because I watch all the sponsored
Stop
ads.
Stop watching the sponsored ads!
Truth be told, after you yelled at me about doing it, I did it more. Just to add more ads
You're
into
the worst.
The feed. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Going to do a little Who Does That, because people do things that just leave us bewildered and confused sometimes. And this was a weird story that the only thing I could say was Who Does That. So there are two women, and they were both in the hospital. And there is, you know, machines there, and beeping and beeping and beeping. And so the one lady's machine is beeping and beeping, and the other lady's like, I can't take this anymore. So she gets up and she goes and she turns the machine off so that it won't beep and it won't disturb her sleep.
When that woman's life could be depending on that machine.
Well, it turns out it was a ventilator.
So it's really needed.
Yeah, desperately needed. And so the alarms go off, the nurses come in, and they're like, how'd this happen? And they find out, Rose, what did you do? And she's like, it's beeping. And so they're like, okay, well, you can't turn that off because it will. She could pass away. Okay, great. So they go away. Not long after that, all their alarms are going off again. Rose did it again. She turned off the ventilator
Rose.
Twice
what is
because
wrong
the
with
beeping
her?
Was driving her nuts.
I get
well,
it.
Give her no. Get her some earplugs. My goodness.
Move her to another room or something. I don't know, but like to do it once is like wrong. To do it twice is inexcusable.
Well, yeah, and does she realize that you are killing a person if you unplug that machine?
Sometimes, though, I do get when you're desperate for sleep.
No.
I understand it. Like, you'll do bad things. but that is next level. Who does that? So maybe yours is not that drastic. Hopefully not that drastic. But you've come across people in life, and it just left you kind of scratching your head going, all right, who does that? Because people break unwritten rules all the time. Because everybody has different standards of what's acceptable and not acceptable. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of those things where we kind of struggle through life together. So what is your Who Does That? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number, 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your Who Does That right now. What is your Who Does That? That thing that someone did that just left you scratching your head go, who does that?
I had a neighbor that my daughter, who was 4, was having a tea party in the yard, and he didn't want her in near his property line, and turned on his sprinklers to shoosh her off of the tea party.
Oh,
wow.
Now, before we judge, is it possible he was just trying to help fill the glasses? You know, needed some water.
No, he's got a track record. I could go on, but that left me scratching my head for sure.
As a father, how did you handle that situation?
I just brought my daughter in the house. It's not worth it with this guy.
Yeah, you're better than I. I would have tried to rent a fire truck with a big hose and then like just blasted his yard.
Yeah, well. Sometimes it's just the better part of wisdom is knowing when to walk away.
That's very true, because like neighborhood drama can be so bad if you let it get out of hand.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta let them win and move on with your life.
What's yours?
Mine is probably going to get me a lot of hate, and it's very unpopular. But people who ride bicycles on main roads.
I can tell you this. The cycling community is very passionate about what they do, and they are very vocal about their right to the road, because I got into a situation in Atlanta where someone made a joke about them, and they, from all over the country, boycotted our station.
Whoa.
And it was craziness. You know,
it's like a cult.
Oh, dead serious. Yeah. It was really bad. And now I have a friend that's a cyclist. I mean, like a full-on spandex cyclist. Wears all the gear, and he rides in the road. I ride in the woods. I like mountain biking, but I always have the hardest time getting around cyclists on the road. And I try to be kind, you know, and give them as much space as possible. But it definitely, I don't like, especially when there's a sidewalk. I like, yeah. And I know they say you're not supposed to ride on the sidewalk, but I think the sidewalk is a better option.
Yeah, and if it's a two-lane road where cars cannot pass you, that's when it really bugs me. I know it's an unpopular opinion, but that's one of my biggest pet peeves. And I have friends that do it. It drives me crazy.
Well, I appreciate you being on with us today, girl. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. I don't have Spotify, and I'm starting to maybe regret it, because they always do a lot of like lists and kind of look at their info throughout the year and give you different playlists and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, I think it's a lot of fun. I saw mine at the end of the year, and it said that Dolly Parton was my number one artist that I played the most stuff.
Absolutely checks out.
But I'm definitely in the minority. I found this list that was put together of globally, what are the top artists in different genres?
That's interesting.
Sadly, we didn't make the most popular podcast.
We didn't?
No,
that's
we
weird.
Didn't. I know. Crime Junkie made it.
Oh, come on! That is horrible.
Oh, with that girl you
with
know.
With Brit, yeah. So what you're saying is...
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, it's like, you're saying he broke through the window? Yeah, Brit, I just literally said he broke through the window. Okay, he broke through the window? Ugh.
Your impression of her is dead on.
Pretty good.
Okay, so let's move to most streamed albums. This is a shocker because she just released it, but it's already most streamed album, Taylor Swift's Midnights.
No, really?
Yeah. It's me.
This is on TikTok, this song, and I think that has to help it.
Well, and also, too, remember when the whole Ticketmaster debacle, it's still not done, but, you know, people are suing Ticketmaster now because all these Taylor Swifties didn't get their tickets.
That's true. She has a very, very super loyal fan base.
Yeah. Let's move to most streamed songs. So one of the top two was Glass Animals, Heat Waves. Sometimes
all I think about is you. I don't know that song at all.
I've heard it on TikTok.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. TikTok. Like, anything that you're referencing, I'm probably only going to know from TikTok.
Right. Number one was Harry Styles, As It Was. You know,
it's
not the
same as it was. Yeah.
It's kind of mellow. I like it.
Yeah, that's all right. Not my flavor. But
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
When we go to most streamed artists, we see a few that are new, but we also see a few that we've seen in other lists. When we go to in the top three, Kanye West.
How?
I know. He's still one of the most streamed artists.
How is that possible? Like, he has lost his ever loving.
And remember, he won all the Christian music awards.
The Grammys,
I think. The Grammys.
Yeah,
when he came out with his Christian album.
You're like, okay.
And this was a song that made it.
Yeah, they got to be kicking themselves now for that.
Like, maybe. Number two doesn't surprise us. Taylor Swift, once again.
Again with the Swift. I don't get it. But I do. I like this song.
There's a girl we used to work with, Carrie.
Yeah.
And I was shocked when I found out she was a huge Taylor Swiftie fan. She almost got teary-eyed talking about the first time she saw her in concert.
So funny.
She just clings to those emotional strings.
I took my daughter to a Taylor Swift show when she was 9, you know, or 10, something like that. And it is the highest pitch screaming I've ever heard in my life for 2 hours straight.
And then finally, most streamed artist, number one, Drake.
Oh, really? Kiki. Oh, yeah. Again, another viral trend about like ghost riding your car. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, this song went with you'd ghost ride your car, where you get out of your car and it let it ride by itself.
Yes, and
it's ghost riding the whip.
But didn't they like dance on the side when they opened the car door? And it got people in a lot of accidents.
And then people would lock themselves out of the car. Like it was delightful for every one of us. But like of all those songs, the only ones I really know are the ones that are from TikTok or like
Instagram. Taylor Swift.
And Taylor Swift.
Because you cry on the way home.
I do.
Let's be honest.
My ears are still ringing from that concert.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.